And we're rolling. Oh my God, we're on air again.
We're rolling.
Yes, we are rolling. Because film.
Rolling,
anyway.
Rolling. Keep those doggies rolling.
Did you ever hear the Dead Kennedys version of Rawhide?
No.
It's very good. It's actually very good. It's I think they hated playing it because it got requested a lot at concerts.
Oh, yeah.
But they just do a straight up punk version of it. It's a good song. Anyway, this is, of course, not Asian Cult Cinema. This is Sake Bama Go Go. I should really change that beginning sometime because that's the beginning from the old show I used to do.
Yeah. Well, recycling. It's good for the earth.
It is good for the earth. And it's also good because I'm lazy. Yeah. Anyway, my name is Mal. With me, as always,
Promi.
And this is, of course, the part two of our BOGO Hour of Power trademark.
Still not comfortable with that completely, but I'm going to have to let it go, I guess.
The grammar Nazis have infiltrated.
It feels like there should be an S on the end of that, or that the BOGO should come at the end in order. Anyway,
yeah, moving on. It's added value. Anyway, thanks for listening. I do have, go out and like the page. The Sake Bomb A Go-Go Facebook page is out there. And each week I put on valuable information and content. I put out what's going to be coming up that weekend, so you can kind of research the bands if you really dig this kind of stuff, and you should. And also, I'm started putting the bands for the upcoming shows on the indie circuit, which is the one that plays right before this. I know there's other ways of getting these shows. You can stream them from the audio archives and stuff like that. And hey, whatever you got to do, do it. It's great. But hopefully, we get some traction. Hopefully, you guys start liking the page and let friends know it's out there. And you know, I think the Sake Bama Go Go is a little bit more of a focused demographic. Like, you know, hopefully we'll get some traction with people that love this Asian music and kind of, you know, the otakus, the people that like Japanese and Asian culture and stuff like that. So, I don't know.
Maybe
I'm just a dreamer. Dream a little dream. Here's some music. Then we're going to come back and talk about stuff.
A classic approach to the problem, if I do say so myself.
Fast. gonna chill. You wanna chill.
お腹の中には実は赤ちゃんがいて。 You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Hey, that was Sushi Mami Ray. And the reason I played those is because I just saw on Facebook right before we started the show, they're like, oh, we're going to doing a quick tour over in Europe. And I just wrote back, well, have fun, be safe, and kick butt. But I didn't say butt. I said the A word. So, okay, what did I play for you? I played Cat Is Not Really Affable Creature, Doing Nothing, Giving Blood. And then on the other side, of course, I played the thing that makes me bust out laughing every time. It's called Horn Practicing. And it's 25 seconds of hilarity that really is one of my favorite things in the world. You know, my neighbor, the neighbor kid is outside shooting basketball at all hours of the night. I mean, he shoots basketball incessantly, nonstop. I swear, I thought when Irma was hitting, they had laid the basketball hoop sideways. I thought I was going to walk out during the storm and I'd see him laying on his side shooting basketball. I don't know what that's about. I think I should do a GoFundMe page and say, hey, see if we can get my neighbor a video game system so he stops, playing basketball. Here's some music for your head.
Hey, hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Come on, baby.
bolero. Early in the morning to midnight Chicago.
our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No! Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
That was, of course, the 5678s with Dancing Avenue A, Arkansas Twist, Hey Mashed Potato, Hey, and Spell Stroll.
Roper, Williams, and Lee, the Deadly Three, penetrate the secret chambers of an evil island empire.
What do you know about Han?
He lives like a king on that island, totally self-sufficient.
A fortress without walls, protected by an invincible army that needs no ordinary weapons. This is Enter the Dragon, the first martial arts film produced by a major Hollywood studio. John Saxon is Roper. He was in it for the money. U.S. karate champion Jim Kelly as Williams. He was there because he had no choice. Black Belt Hall of Fame, undisputed martial arts champion, and international film star Bruce Lee. His job was to get them out alive.
I'm hoping you'll join us, represent us in the United States.
You want me to join this?
Roper, Williams, and Lee. Just when they think they've broken the secret of the island, they find there is no escape from the inscrutable Han. Warner Brothers presents Enter the Dragon, where the world's greatest martial arts athletes meet the ultimate challenge with the most ancient and deadly of weapons, the human body. Enter the Dragon, from Warner Brothers.
Yeah, and monkeys might fly out of my butt.
All right, we are back. That was, you know, that Dancing Avenue A, that's always one of my favorites of the 5678s. That was when they played for me. I requested that, and they played it. And I was,
sweet.
Yay, I said to that. So, yeah, did you know, you remember Nintendo Power when you were a kid, the magazine?
I do.
They now have a podcast, and I was like, really? Oh my God, I want to work for Nintendo of America because I want to be their podcast guy. I mean, they have, it's quickly apparent that I don't have enough street cred in the video game world, but boy, it's something I was like, man, you know, it's cool listening to it. It's about the Switch, you know, and it's very, very what's new. But
maybe you could be a correspondent.
I know. You know, I don't have enough
time. They could
time.
Have a wacky Florida, like a wacky Florida check-in that they do each podcast, and you could, you know.
I should send them, I should do some kind of a, like a video, an email thing. I should email them like an audio segment and kind of say, hey, you know, oh, we're big fans, and I wanted to ask you, I'll ask them some softball question, like, what are you most excited for about the second quarter of, you know, Switch? And then they'll probably drop it in, and then maybe that would be my in.
Maybe.
But maybe saying it on air means I'll jinx it, and then they won't, because I'll be like, well, that's your plan all along, so we're not going to play it at all.
Well, that's if they figure out that Mao. That's if they connect your real identity and your secret
identity. Oh, my God, then the computer's against me again.
That's true. No. That's
so
true.
So I was excited, though. You know, they have two episodes out. Two episodes out. Just two. Sorry about the stutter there. I don't know what that was about. It's kind of cool.
You're excited.
It's kind of cool. I mean, they talked about that cardboard thing.
Cool. Yeah. I don't know the name of it either.
Louie.
It sound. If you say it wrong, it sounds like something dirty. Yeah. I know. I remember that.
You know, somebody said they coined the phrase "cardware" instead of hardware. I was like, oh, that's classic. That's, yeah. I like Nintendo. I like that they always have something wacky and they miss a lot of times, but at least they're trying something new. That's what I always figure.
I think it was labia or lab.
Labia. Labia. Labia.
No, that's something else.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that kind of stuff.
It's a very close pronunciation to something else.
You're like, a little bit of a miss there, but whatever.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool, you know. And I'm not up on a lot of the newer video game stuff. I have a Switch, you know, and I downloaded Bulb Boy. Have you ever heard of that?
Nope.
Oh my God, it's so great. Your kid would love it.
I'm so unfamiliar with it, I had to say no three times.
Yeah, it's two. Yeah, it's a stuttering segment. Isn't it funny? And I also, what was the other one? SHU, which is like a like a real platformer jumper. But the Bulb Boy is this, it's very stylistic, very odd and weird looking. It almost looks like Cuphead. But but it's not that. I mean, it's not like that.
It's the knockoff of Cuphead.
No, not at all. But each thing is, it's like a puzzle to figure out how to get out of that room. But like the Bulb Boy goes over and then he'll find a broom and then you're like, I don't know what to do with the broom. And then a spider is on the door handle. So you have to take the broom and pull out a centipede. And the centipede is what you give to a, put on top of a broken wire, and that.
And then I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
Yeah, so it's yeah. It's just cool though. It's fun. It's a fun game. Yeah, it was a cheap download. I was on the download world, looking around a little bit, but
on the download down low.
Yes, a lot of fun. Here's some more fun. Here's some music for your head, and your ears, and your butt.
You see, there's this girl, Vicky Valancourt. She may be the devil. Mama said that. Consequently, I'm prohibited from contact with her. But I hope to get past that one day, cause. He has to talk to.
like I should say something smart.
You don't have to say anything at all.
Oh my god, it's the cat show. And we're back. So yeah. So make sure you check out The Routes. Did I even say what I played? No, I don't think I did. That was The Routes from Dirty Needles and Pins. I played You'll See, Ego A Go-Go, I Ain't Convinced, and Somebody's Child. All right, so check them out. And like I said, check them out on our Facebook page and like it and follow it and all that crap. So what, you know, what else we got? You know, I mean,
I sent you that link. I don't know if I sent you the link or I just sent you a screenshot, but interesting news on the Nintendo fanboy level.
Yeah.
Which is that in the first 10 months of release, the Nintendo Switch has sold more than 1 million units over what the Wii U sold in its entire 5 years of existence.
That's amazing. First of all, I can't believe that the Wii U was like, out for five
it's
years.
It's like 14.8 million, and it was like roughly 13.5 million is all the Wii U actually managed to sell, which, you know. And, you know, you kind of came back with, well, I like the Wii U. And you know, this is when I was like, oh, yeah, so did I.
Yeah, I was one of the few people that cared.
I think if you had it, you liked it. Yeah. But the problem was not enough people had it.
And also,
you know?
It's nothing compared to this one. The Switch is freaking awesome.
And a lot of people seem to think that, in a way, the Wii U was kind of like the R&D for the Switch. You know,
that's what it turned into.
Because really, you know, if you think about it, the Switch basically does everything people kind of thought the Wii was going to be able to do, but couldn't.
This one's a powerful system. Yeah. I love this system.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
They're doing a lot right. You know, they got a lot of stuff going on with it. The downloads are fine. You know, there's a lot of indie games, which is great. That's what people, a couple bucks here and there to try something out.
Yeah.
Some of them are crap. Some of them are really funny.
But I mean, you know? but you need to have a good mix of those in with those $60 titles.
Powerhouses. Yeah. You know, because you know, sooner or later we're going to be getting the Smash Brothers. We're going to be getting all those installments of those, whatever. They gave us Mario Kart, but that was kind of like
Well, you know, the funny thing is that with so few people having had the Wii U, for most Switch owners, Mario Kart's brand new.
Yeah, you know, I know.
They slapped Deluxe on it, and basically all it is the Mario Kart with the extra downloads attached to it.
They got me,
but
I paid.
Yeah, me too, of course. Because they sold so few units, you know, and we're probably going to see more of that. We're going to see. I imagine we will see more ports.
Oh
from
yeah.
The Wii U.
Why wouldn't just they about do anything Bayonetta?
That, just about anything you know. That they. Well, yeah, Bayonetta is actually going to be included with Bayonetta 2.
Right, because I have 1 and 2 for the Wii.
Well, 2's not out yet, is it?
Yeah.
Is it? They've got a new installment that's coming out in the other one.
No. I mean, that's from the Wii U. That was a big deal getting that one. It was one that was kind of like hard to get.
Yeah.
So, and I like that game. You know, there's a lot of games I like, but I don't play them a lot. Oh, they're going to have a new No More Heroes is coming out for Switch.
Oh, yeah?
Which, I love that game. That was such a nasty, violent game. No More Heroes and Mad World were two. Mad World was that one I loved, and everyone else was like, why do you like this?
I don't remember that one.
It was like it's like Sin City tried to be a video game where it was a black and white, and it's just violently gory, you know, blood splash.
Well, that would be why you liked
it was fun. Yeah. It was a stupid game, but it was fun enough, you know.
But I mean, you know, the thing is, though, is that, you know, and they've sold over 50% of what the Wii U has managed to sell in its entire lifespan in terms of games. Which is huge within the first year. That means that by the end of the second year, it should be ahead of what the Wii U was.
It'll eclipse it. You know?
And you know, that's a huge deal because as much as I like Nintendo, as much as I like Nintendo games, it's very, very hard for them as a console maker to survive without strong third party support.
And they didn't get it.
They got
shovelware with the Wii. Even the Wii was just like, you know. And you're like, look,
how
man,
can we make
bring
a quick
the
buck?
Good stuff here? Bring You had, I think that was one of those things where they just, I think most third-party developers just don't like Nintendo or didn't see the financial reward for throwing a lot of money at it. And you're like, look, there's more Wiis than people on this planet.
I don't think they knew how to deal with Nintendo's audience. Because you think about it, they kind of took two routes, which was one was pure shovelware, and then some made quality games, but they tried to make them like Nintendo games.
Yeah.
And the problem is that those games felt like weird knockoffs of Nintendo games. They didn't. I mean, even though they were well built.
Oh, here's Resident Evil, but it's on rails, and who cares? And it's stupid.
But I mean, we accept Mario. We accept certain things about Mario that make no sense. Like he's a plumber. There's pipes. There's these magic mushrooms.
Who cares?
There's these killer turtles with wings. There's this turtle with spikes on his back that shoots. You know, there's things that don't really make sense, but there's history there.
And our world is like, we love them.
So
that was from 2, and I love 2, and who cares?
And the problem is you can't just pop out a brand new title that's got all this wacky crap going on it without history, so it just doesn't work. And game developers go like, oh, well, yeah, see, nobody can develop for Nintendo because they're not Nintendo, mm-hmm. and, you know, people won't buy our stuff. That's not the case. You just had to really think about it differently. Mm-hmm. They had to be willing to invest in something that wasn't going to be just a port of something that was on the PlayStation or the Xbox. And the problem there is that, yes, the Wii console was definitely not as powerful as those two.
No,
and
not
if you
close.
And if that's the only way you looked at it was, is how can we get this this game that uses everything in this awesome piece of hardware to work on this lower end piece of hardware, then it's always going to seem crappy compared to the other.
Yeah,
that's the problem, is you needed to think about the strengths of what the system was,
and they didn't care
and
want to.
They didn't want to.
And you know, like the Switch, I think what's gonna, and I might be right or wrong, I don't know, is if the Switch becomes as popular or more popular than the DS, or people start seeing it, people carrying it and using it around, it's gonna be like, oh no, this is a space we have to occupy. You figure out how we're gonna get the next Resident Evil, and it better be a hit, and it better be on the Switch. Like that's, yeah. I mean, that's what their corporation will say, because like everyone on that train in Japan has a Switch now instead of the DS or the phone.
Yeah.
We better figure something out if we want to survive.
And I think Breath of the Wild was a great step in that direction. I know that game didn't hit too well with you personally.
I was okay.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that that was a release day game that really, really shows what's possible.
Oh yeah.
That kind of shoots all the air out of any argument that, oh, we can't build deep or compelling games on
that was
because of the hardware.
Nintendo coming out saying, no, you can't.
Yeah.
Because look what we
did.
Look,
we did this, so it's possible.
Yeah.
You may have to rethink things like aesthetics and whatnot, but it's possible.
Yeah. Let's play some music quick. We'll be right back.
Only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
No, you were hitting record.
Yeah, I did now. That was the Fuzzyama Surfers. I played Fuzzyama Wave and Men's Eye Stomp. And that looks like that's about it for this week. We have 20 seconds left.
Yeah, I was going to come back and say, like, we need to talk about something that's not Nintendo for this last segment.
So we'll say goodbye. Yeah. That's not Nintendo. All right, so yeah, it's been great. I hope you had a lot of fun listening to us talk. And we'll see you next week with more Asian shenanigans. My name is Mal, with me as always.
Promi.
And next week, onward and upward for our BOGO Hour of Power. Mm-hmm. Trademark.